We are on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, starting from the Mishnah. Hameiniach Beisai. If someone leaves his dira, v'holach lishbois be'ira cheres, and he went for Shabbos to another city. When did this occur? So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to most poskim, this occurred erev Shabbos. According to some poskim, the same halacha will apply in Shabbos. Echad nochi ve'echad Yisrael harei ze oiser divrei Rameya. So that's what he left the dira. According to Rameya, does not make a chilik. So Rashi harei ze oiser the dira beloi bailim shma dira. We consider like he's still a dor here. So therefore, it asks, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Einai Oiser. Rabbi Yehuda, that does not ask, Zakhtar Rashi, the Lav Shema Dire. So he's not living here, so Mameli doesn't ask. Rabbi Yaisi Oimer, Nochi Oiser. Anochi will ask. Yisrael, Einai Oiser. What is the difference between Anochi and the Yisrael? Shein derech Yisrael lovoi b'Shabbos. So Anochi that left, so it's not considered that he's not here. He could always return. So Rashi says Rabbi Yosi nami svira leilav shmo dira mina Anochi Yisrael shema yovoi hayoyim. So Mamele, so according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not considered that he left. Back. It's not called dira b'loy b'aylim. He's always aimed to come back. Rabbi Yosi aimed Anochi Yisrael. Yisrael ain't a Yisrael. Shein derech Yisrael lovoi b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi is machmer on Rabbi Yehuda by Anochi. Rabbi Shimon aimer afilu heiniach beisoi. V'holach lishbois eitzel bitoi b'yoiso ha'ir. Rab Shimon is meikel on the Tanakam. The Tanakam said, when is it considered? According to all the Tanoim, when is it considered dire beloy bailim that he left the city? But if he's still in the city, so it's not called dire beloy bailim. Rab Shimon aimer afilu heiniach beisoi v'holach lishbois eitzel bitoi v'oisoi ha'ir heinei oisa. Shekvar hisiya miliboy. He was mesiach das when he went away for Shabbos, so he mistomeh his das was that he'd remain there for Shabbos. So memele, so by ayid it's called dire beloy bailim. Afilu it's ba'isa yayil. Hisiya zaktrashi hisiach dires beisai miliboy. So Philly's Ba'isabir, it's called Dire Beloy Baila. The Ritve brings a machloikis harishainim, if a person went to Bitoy, and he was chayzer in the middle of Shabbos, do you say, kivin shehutra hutra, since Lamaise, the Trilis HaShabbos was hutra, because we assume that this is a Dire Beloy Baila, or don't you say, kivin shehutra hutra? So it brings other Rishayim brought a raya from a goy, but a goy that is choyzer asos. In the same way we see if a person is mevatel rishus, and then he was hoitzi b'meizid, he also asos. So you see, even though these are heterim, but if it'll be choyzer, it will asa. And others say that there's a, and that's what we pass in Aloche, that there's a difference between a Yid and these other two cases. A person was Hoylech Eitzel Bitoi, is he Siyah Dirosi Midati Legamri Boisei Shabbos. When the Yid goes away, the Mishnah Berurah says a vote, B'dibi Yisrael B'mokim She'shoivis B'knisa Shabbos Shuhu La'yoy Menuche Mestome Datoi oz shaloi lakel. So when he went there, he had intention that he's going to remain there. So Memele said, I was called an akira for the Shabbat. So there's a klal of kivin shehutra hutra. Later, he got into a machlokes with a shneer, which he didn't call him from that. So memele, that doesn't change the matzah. Masha einkein. By a goy, or a person who's mevatel reshus, we say vakert, and never, if he came back later, I assume vakert, his das was all the time that he should come back later. So therefore, you don't say, kivin shehutra. In the same way, I'm a vatal rishu, since we see he was chayza later from his bittul, so it's a gili das, it never was a hesach hadas, a real true hesach hadas. We paskin like this tzad, that you say, hoyil vahutra hutra. Zog te gemore, Omar Rav halochi ke Rav Shimon. We paskin like Rav Shimon, that a filu, that a filu was ba'isa here, it's also called a siyach datoi midirose. V'dav ke bitoi, but Rav Shimon spoke b'diuk, that dav ke he's staying Shabbos by his daughter. Avo b'nai loy, but if he's going to stay by his son, loy, the Omri Inchi, Novach boch kalbe u. For dogs, if a dog, a zocher, starts barking at you, shrek sich nish, go into the house. Novach boch guryosa, but if you have an akeva dog that's barking, is poik, then go out. So memele, so chazalam gizok, so memele, mishleme by bita, he only has his edem to fight with. So this is a zay novach boch kalbe, he can still stay there. Masha'inka, and if he's going to his son, so then he has his daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law, Salamaisa, so there's no, when he's always going, he's always 1 foot out before he goes in, because he doesn't know, Ma'yulad Yoin. Now, this cheshbin of Bitoi, Bnoi, so the Bir Aloch in Simin Shinai and Aleph says, this is Dafke Bistome. Bistome, I assume, that by Bita he siach datay, by Bnoi it wasn't a siach das. But if there ever was a gilui das, I mean someone asked the mayor of Shabbos, where are you going to be? I'm going to go to my daughter-in-law this Shabbos. You're going to be with it? Don't worry. I made up my mind. I'm going to be there. So if he was megala das, that he intended to remain to the whole Shabbos, So then it's also mutam. Any oyster. He says, the whole mission is only speaking about an oifen stomach. Zogt der Mishne weiter. Boir shebein shtei chatzeres. Let us look into the Perish Chai, so we'll see exactly what we're speaking about. Page 178, picture 63. Here we have a Boir Shebein Beis Chatzeres, that there is a Kaisel that is Mavdol between the two Chatzeres, and it's over the Boir also. Zok the Mishnah, Boir Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. And this boir shebein shtei chatzeres, chetzei bezu zekrashi vechetzei bezu. The boir is half is in Reuven's chatz, half is in Shimon's chatz. Ein memalin mimenu b'shabbat. So you're not allowed to be memala mimenu b'shabbat. Zekrashi shezem memalei mirshus chaveiroi. If there's nothing that's mavdol in the boir alone, So since the Boir Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, so each one is taking out me Boir Chaveiroi. He's Mershus Chaveiroi. The Ramah says that we're only speaking about if he's being Memalei Bekelov Shel Beisoi, Sheshavsu Bebeisoi. If it was Kelem Sheshavsu Bechatzeroi and he doesn't have an intent to take it into his house, it is vital no problem. Because Kalim Sheshavsu Bechotzer Sheinim Orevish allowed to be Metaltal in Bechotzer. So we're speaking about he wants to take this into the house. So he's taking a Bechotzer Sheinim Orevish into a house. Ein Memalim Mimenu B'Shabbos Elim Kein Osu Loi Mechitza Gavoya Asoretvochim. You have to make a Mechitza that's Gavoya Asoretvochim. Bein milamato, bein mitoich oignoi. Either you make it milamato or toich oignoi. So trashi, bein milamato, bigmore meforish, what lamato means bein mitoich oignoi. So trashi, the toich oignoi means, let us see picture 63, we see that there's a mechitza yud that was made in the teich oigen haboyer, that's the eagle haboyer, the chlal mechitzas haboyer. So it could be lamato, exactly what lamato means we'll see later. Or it can be teich oigen haboyer, it's made teich mechitzas haboyer, starting from the sfas, ha-oigen. Zogt Rashi,
even though it's not touching the water at all.
There's a kule that you say good aches. But it has to be in the chlal haboyer. It should seem that you're looking in the boyer, that is a davar hamafsik. This is not a inyan of metzias. Sichan that mafsik the maim, but it seems it's a heker, or it's nire kahafsoke, sheteiroe kahafsoke. Now the lashon of Rashi is a little unclear. Rashi says, afal pi she'eino negas b'maim, even though it's not touching the water. Kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim da oma be'gud achis l'mechitze. So I don't know if Rashi means if it would touch the water you don't need good achis anymore, or Rashi saying two things. Afa pishen in a gas b'mayim, it's also good. Now Rashi had a problem about typically it's a mechitze tluya. So Rashi says kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim da oma be'gud achis l'mechitze. You say good achis. Because l'chayra filo, it touches the water, l'chayra, you also need a din of good aches to assume that you're moishich the mechitza all the way down. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, that this shayla, how to situate the mechitza in the boyer, is a machlekes beishamai beisilo. Beishamai oimrim milamato. Beishamai hold that the mechitza has to be lamato. Exactly what Lamatas will see in the Gemara. Ubeis hila loimrim milamayla. He says, the Tanakhama said, one can do either. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the Malek is beishami beis hila. Omar Rav Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is chaylak on all of them, loitei mechitze gedoyla min ha-keisel shabineim. Rabbi Yehuda Tain is, we have a keisel in picture 63 and page 178. We have a keisel there. So Memele, so why do you need a mechitze in the boyer? The mechitze in the boyer is not better than the koisel that's al svas haboyer. And that's mafsik between the two chatzeres. That is Rav Yehuda's taina. Min ha-koisel shebineyem, shemafsek es bein ha-chatzeres. U-mafsek es al pnei haboyer. V'avu pishenu nichneses l'soich ha-gnei. Why do you need that the mechitze should be nichnas l'soich ha'iknoi? The mechitze that's mavdol bein ha-chatzeres is sufficient to be mavdol in the boyer also. Omar Rav Huna. Now we have here Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, a machlokes beishamai and beitzilo. Beishamai says melamato, that the mechitze has to be lemato, and beitzilo imrim melamailo. Omar Rav Huna, lemato, lemato, mamish. Lemato means mamish, lemato. Lemailo, lemailo, mamish. Let us see Rashi. Lemato de komri beishamai, lemato, mamish. Samuch lemayim. It has to be near the water. Aber wenn zrich in Roshe kann im Liege b'mayim, it doesn't have to pierce the water, but it just has to be near the water. So according to Rav Huna, that is picture on page 179, Aleph Dalet, that's the Lamata Mamish, the water, the koisel has to be next to the water level. By the water level, you need a mechitza yud, but it doesn't have to be nichnas l'soich ha-mayim. Lamailo zatrashi de komri beisilo, lamailo mamish.
Samach l'svasa milamaylo im yirtze. He doesn't have to put it right close to the water. Im yirtze dayoy bekach, and this is base, this is the base. That the lamaylo is also good. This is Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda says, Lamato, Lamato, Minama, it has to be underneath the water. Lamaila, Lamaila, Minamayim. Zotrash. Rav Yehuda Amar, Lamato, the Beishamai, Lamato, Minamayim. Zotrash, Shitea Mechitze, Tchuve, Bekakoi, Saboy. That the mechitza has to be touching the ground of the boil. L'maylo de beisilo, l'maylo minamayim. So that is ois gimel. That is shitas beishamai according to Rav Yehuda. L'maylo de beisilo, l'maylo minamayim. Boho mekili, that is the machloikis, the meiko shen kanim tzrichen liga b'mayim. That's what lamaila means. Lamaila means it can be just over the water level. So Rashi, maila de Rav Yehuda humato de Rav Huna. So that's the Aleph Dalid that is in the Perish Chai. That this is mato de Rav Huna and this is maila de Rav Yehuda. So these are the two shittas. How to understand Shittas Beis Shammai and Shittas Beis Hillel. Omar lei Rabbe bar Rav Chonon la'abaye. Hoda Omar Rav Yehuda lemato, lemato minamai. According to Rav Yehuda, lemato means lemato minamai. Maishno lemato mamish toloi. Why does it have to be lemato minamai? It cannot be lemato mamish like Rav Huna. That could reach the water level. Why does it have to be lemato minamayim? Darivi maya. Because the water mixes. That means if you don't have a mechitze till the ground of the boil, so we say that though it is a mechitze by the level of the mayim, that is not sufficient because the mayim mixes up tachas hamechitze. So therefore, you need lamato minamayim. Say bazoi. So I ask you lamato minamayim nami safilu you made a mechitze lamato minamayim ha'arivi mayo. So the water on top of it is ma'urev. The water on top of it, let's look in Petzir Gimel, so what's health there? That Lamaise, it is Lamata Minamayim, but you still have Arivi Mayo Lamaila. So what do you gain from Lamata Minamayim? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, the Arivi Maya Tachas HaMechitze, and that's why it is no good Lamato Mamesh, ni Lamato Minamayim. So in fact, the Gemara, so I feel it's Lamato Minamayim, Arivi Maya Ala Mechitze. Now, Pomim, Shamayim Amukim Me'asore. And the Mishnah says, you make a Mechitze Asore. So, why does a mechitza asore help? The zweite arivi maya, what's the chilek of arivi maya? Lamaylo min asore, it's lamato min asore. Now, here a shtikel ha'ore on the Gemara's kashe. Rashi said before in the Mishnah that how does this work? This is, so Rashi says, kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim, domer b'egud achis l'mechitza. It's a kal that you say gurachis. So what's the hechrich of the kasha? The Gemara is, why do you need lamato mamish? Because arivi maya. So mamela, so lamato mamish also have arivi maya. Why do you need lamato minamayim? Because of arivi maya. So you still have arivi maya over the mechitza. No? Maybe you need lamato mamish. Maybe you need lamato minamayim because he doesn't say gurachis. This kula. that Rashi says the Oma Bei Gud Achis that Kalu Shekilu Chachomim B'mayim the Oma Bei Gud Achis, he doesn't hold. So therefore you need Lamata Min HaMayim, so you shouldn't have to come on to Gud Achis. But if it is Lamata Min HaMayim, that what is Arivi Mayis Bechlau No Chesorim. So it would be mashma a little that the whole kula of good aches you only need if it's not touching the water. If it's in the water already, you don't need that because the kala of good aches. So then it's very good. So the Gemara is asking, why do you have to go all the way down? So kochach, this is a new chesoron of a rive maya. This is a chesoron of a rive maya. So lamatem in a maim, you also have a chesoron of a rive maya. So we're asking Akasha and Rav Yehuda, according to you, Rav Yehuda, that you say that Beis Shammai holds that the mechitza has to be mamish all the way down, start all the way down, and the only reason the Gemara understood is because there's a chesaron of arivi mayim, so Bezoi being all the way down will not help the situation because you have an arivi mayim lemaila min hamechitza. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda answered him, Loish mielach ha da omar. Rabbi answered him. Rabbi bar Rav Chanan Rabbi. So Rabbi answered him. Omalei loish mielach ha da omar Rav Yehuda marav. Umotu bo mishum Rabbi Chiye. Tzorech she yeirou roishon shel kanim lemailo min hamayim tefach. That we need that shoe 100%. That according to Beis Shammai, the mechitza has to start from the bottom. And now he said another chiddush. Not only does it have to be mavdul, the whole oimek hamayim, but you need nochmer, that it should be over the water level of tefach. So memela, according to Beis Shammai, I don't have any arivi mayim whatsoever. And besides that, I have a heker of a tefach over the mayim. So memela, so I don't have a problem whatsoever. Zogt Rashi, sheyero roshei kanim ol yoinim. So memela's farempfot. Besu, nadig moist another kashe, hodo amar av Yehuda lemailo min hamayim. Rav Yehuda said, Lamaila means Lamaila min hamayim. What does that mean? So we said that's picture Aleph Dalet. Means Lamaila min hamayim. Maishno Lamaila mamish deloi. So why if it's all the way on top? Why is it no good? I have a mechitza on top. Why is picture base no good? Da'arivi mayom. Because even though you have a mechitz in the avir, but it becomes mu'uriv in the mayim, l'mayla min ha-mayim nami ha-rivi maye. So if it reaches the water level, you still have ha-rivi mayim. So what is the mayla of l'mayla min ha-mayim, but you still have ha-rivi maye? Amalei loishmielo chodetoni Yaakov kachino tzorich sheyishoka roshei kanim b'mayim tefach. No, you're right. That's true, that it's not sufficient that you have the mechitze till the water level. The mechitze take has to go into the water level of tefach. Zot Rashi, maishno lomailo mamish besu. Rav Yehuda nami alibe de beisilu da omri lamayla min amayim samuch lamayim. Has to be samuch lamayim abarochik min amayim loy maishna lamayla mamish turochik min amayim deloyim. Shein mechitzes hefsik nikeres b'mayim. Why is this no good? Because the mechitzes hefsik, even though you have a mechitza lamayla, but it's not niker b'mayim. Varivi maya lehedye. The water, when it comes to the water mixes up. Is lamata nami may hefsik ika. So there's also no hefsik in the mayim. Hare ain noigim b'mayim, it doesn't touch the water. And so he said, no, Rav Yaakov. Tone Yaakov kachino sheyishoka roshe yakane matachtoin. Bahopligi. Now, according now, we're getting the picture clear. This is the machloikis. The beisham maybo mechitza hamapsekes adatahoy. You need a hefsek adatahoy misaloboy heker mechitza. You need al kaponim a heker mechitza in the mayim. And that is sufficient a tefach. Frag die Gemara. Me'er lo hoda oma Rav Yehuda, koiro arba materes bechurbe. So before we come into the other case, let's just figure out what this case is. Rav Yehuda said a memre, koiro arba materes bechurbe. Koiro hatchuvo michoimo lochoime bechurbe, kederech chubois hanoifla. So let us look at picture 66. I don't know if picture 66 is too clear. Picture 66 is as follows. There's a koire which is on top, and the two sides really are two, that's what is left of the chulbe. What is left of the chulbe, you have two mechitzes. You have two mechitzes going, let us say, vertically. These two mechitzes is what the koire is resting on. So these two mechitzes are going, let's say, these are the two mechitzes of the chulbe. Two horizontal mechitzes we don't have. And in place of the horizontal mechitzes, we have here this pitikre, which is rochov dalet tvoch. Zogt Rashi, let us see Rashi, koire dalet materes bechulbe. Koire hatchuvo michoimo lechoime. So you have two walls, and you have a koire that is stuck into both walls. Bechulbe. Kederech chulbois hanoiflois, and this is similar to the chulbois, v'nisharim bem koireis. V'yesh berochbo arbo. Now this koire has a reichev arbo, v'hi muteles al rochbo, and this is lying on the reichev. So Rashi says muter letaltel tachteho. So Rav Yehuda said, I'm permitted to carry underneath this koire. That means underneath this koire, we'll soon see from Rashi, that we will be moishech mechitzes on both sides of this koire. So I have here, so now here I have a area that has a roichev of dalet vachim and has four mechitzes. Two mechitzes are the choymes hachulbe and the other two mechitzes are, that is the moishech, the other two mechitzes from the koire. Muta letaltel tachteho. So I'm permitted to be metaltel underneath this koire. The Omar, I say, shnei chudim, the two sides, yordim v'soismim. It is yored v'soismim, this area. Now Rashi has all of a sudden akasha, how could this help? This is a din of a mechitza tluya. So Rashi says, the sovolok Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosi. The Omar lekamot mechitza tluya materes. V'les hilchas ekevosi. So all of a sudden Rashi says we don't paskin like this Rabbi Yehuda, because this Rabbi Yehuda only works if you hold that a mechitza tluya is mat. Now Rashi is another problem. Why do we have to say that the koire has dalet tvochim? Olahochi noket arbo. Dechi amrit chudim yordim v'soismim. If you say that the chudim yordim v'soismim, yehei bein chlal hamechitzeis arbo. So if we'll say yored v'soismim, we'll have an empty area between the two mechitzes, there's dalet vochim. The mechitza asuya lepochais mechlal arbo eina mechitze. If it is made for an area less than dalet vachim, doesn't have a teiris mechitze. So memela, therefore, in order to have a teiris mechitze, you have to have a cholol arbo. That is one memre which has no shaykhis to us. Now I have another memre. The Rav Nachman Oma Rabbe Baravue Koire Arbo Materes Bemay. Koire Arbo Materes Bemay. So let us see picture 69 and page 180. We have a koire that is rochev dalet for him, and this is matir b'mayim. Now, on this memre of Rav Nachman Omer Rabbe Bar Avue, we're going to ask, according to Rashi, two kashes, that's what Tosfos brings down from Rashi, two kashes on Rav Yehuda. So before we see the kashes, we have to understand what's the problem. Rav Nachman was a contemporary of Rav Yehuda, so this is not the kashen Rav Yehuda. But Rabbi Bar Avuha, the Ritva says, was koshish minei tuba. Rabbi Bar Avuha shen given an alti yid. So if Rabbi Bar Avuha said that a koira arbo is materes b'mayim, so we have to reckon with this, and if Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, it's not poshit. Rabbi Bar Avuha said that a koira is mater b'mayim. So now the Gemara has two problems. Problem number one, Haka Ozli Dli Leidach Gisi Umaisi. The Dli, you have the Koira. Let us look at picture 70. You have the Koira on top. You have the Lomdish Yemoshech, both Chudin of the Koira. But the Dli is going to go into the other end. Bus help me do the Lomdish. But the Dli is going to go, he's standing on his side, and the Dli is going to go to the other end of the boil. So what's helped me, the Mechitza, I'm taking from the Mayim, you can't control the Dli. I'm taking from the Mayim, from his side, to me. So Meila, what did I accomplish? That's the first kasha. Ka'ozel Dli li'idach gisei umaisi. So I'm bringing from his side to myself. So the Gemara kimlu la rabbonon dein dli mahalach yesa mi arbo tvochem. The dli, even though he can't control it, but it doesn't go so far, won't go more than dalet tvochem. So the worst it will go underneath the koire. But more outside of the koire into the tzad, asomuch lechaveire, that itzicha won't go. So memele, so that's no problem. Frag de gemore aber tachas keure mia ha'arivi maie. Frag de gemore, but good, but underneath the keure it will go. Now underneath the keure you have a lomdische mechitze, fine. But according to Rav Yehuda said, say according to Beis Shammai, say according to Beis Hillel, Alamdashim Mechitza, which is not yoyred in the Mayim, that is not mavdul the Mayim somewhat, is no good according to anyone. So Memeila Frektach Dor the Gemara Dor, here the Mechitza is on top. And it's going there. It's going up upon him there, so you don't have, so how could it help? Tachas Koyre Miyah Arivi Mayim. Let us see Rashi. Materes b'mayim b'boir shebein beis chatzeros. You have a koira on a boir that shebein beis chatzeros and the suna al roch bo behemtza a boir l'mayla. Leidach gise, the Gemara asked the Dli will go all the way on the other side. Tachas kol roiche va koira. Chutz le koira b'chelek chaveiro. Right, so the Gemara said, no, Kimlai. Tak the Gemara arrive mai, bo tachas ha-koiretz arrive mai, but Rav Yehuda hefzik mechitza boy. According to Rav Yehuda, lom, this is not enough. You need that the mechitza should be mafzik in the mayim. I feel according to Beis Hillel. So if you see, if Rabbi Bar Avuha, who was a elter rov, and he paskin that it's good, so you see al kalo shekilo chachomim b'mayim v'leso l'de Rav Yehuda, upgefrekt Rav Yehuda. If a koir is good, so you see you don't need a hevdol in the mayim. אלא כדרבונה, זה בעצם ללמיילה, למיילה, ממש כמרי. So the Gemara says, where do we see this halacha that there's a kula b'mayim k'deboi minei rabbi tavla meirav mechitza tluye mar shatate b'chulbe? He yes the makash of mechitza tluye zmata b'chulbe? Omer leye mechitza metluye materes ala b'mayim kalu shekilo chachamim b'mayim. So you see there were kulas in mayim. Ala kalu. Zog taisvus. Da'arivi mayim. The Gemara asked the kasha, Ma'ish no lamato mamish, the loy, why is lamato mamish? That means why isn't it sufficient according to Beis Shammai that the mechitza should be up to the water level? Da'arivi mayim. Da'arivi mayim. So what is the kasha da'arivi mayim? Perish. The aim heker hafrosha b'neim. The Gemara doesn't, the Tesis means to say, don't take the Gemara literally that there's a problem because the water mixes up. Because if you're going to say this is a problem, nothing is going to help. A mechitza also won't help. Now the Gemara means that arivi mayim, there's no heker hafrosha b'neim. In the water alone, there was not created a heker hafrosha. Avlim yesh heke, but if there is a heke, ava pishamayim boim mitzadze letzadze, like copy, that isn't the problem. There's no real chesorin of arivi mayim. Di ave copy, if there would be such a chesorin, like a mayil afilo mechitze shel barzo, kidamrine b'mishay tziyu. The Gemara says of daf men ches, I believe you have a mechitze shel barzo, a mechitze shel barzo is not a waterproof solution. The water will still run through underneath. The zichas is just saying, the chesorin of arivei maye should not be taken literally. It means al kaponim, you have to have some heker in the maye, a heker afrosh. Tzorech sheyero roshe kanim lemaylo min amayim tefach. Zok toisves ve'ein, so Rashi learned pshat in Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai holds that lamato min amayim means that the mechitza has to reach the bottom of the boil, and also if the boil is the mayim is omuk meyasorel, so the mayim the mechitza has to be a tefach over the mayim. So Taisiv is vay nire kepeire shakuntres de Beis Shammai boy mechitza mafsekes adatoim. Elo shetehei yud tfochim b'soich ha-mayim. Afilo, according to Beis Shammai, you need yud tfochim b'soich ha-mayim. Let us look at picture hey, where it says the 11. You need yud zayim. You need yud tfochim b'soich ha-mayim according to Beis Shammai. That's what you need. ואפילו המים עמוקים הרבה וריבים מים מתחס המחיצה סגי באוכי לבי שמי. As long as you have a מחיצה יוד in the מים, that's sufficient. כיוון שיש הקר מחיצה עשורה בסריך המים. That means you have a sheer יוד תפוחים that is moved in the boil, so that's enough of a הקר. The Taisus HaRosh proves this because the Taisus HaRosh says, what kind of mechitza do we have over here? This is a mechitza of kanim. The Gemara says that the Gemara says that the roshan shel kanim is lamaila min amayim. So now you don't have a solid mechitza. You have a mechitza of kanim. You have a mechitza of kanim. So if you really are afraid of a rivi maya, so what are you looking on the bottom and look between the kanim? It's also a rivi maya. So for Kelt, as long as I have a mechitza yud in the mayim, that's sufficient. So memela sotais visholds the gate monisht on that the mechitza should go all the way down to the bottom. No, I need a mechitza yud in the mayim. Afila mayim amukim harbe. V'arivi mayim etachas mechitza sagi bochel beishamay. Kivin sheish heker mechitza asore besoich hamayim. Because you have a heker mechitza asore besoich hamayim. Ubeisilu, boy heker mechitza asore, need a mechitza alamaylo, chutz min hamayim. You don't need that there should be a heker in the mayim. Chutz min ha-maim is also sufficient. Aber v'tefach b'soich ha-maim, k'de koma, tzor she-yishoka ha-roshe kanim b'maim tefach. Koiro arbo ma-teres b'chulbe. Perish b'kunteres, de lo-hochi noket roche barbo. Rashi says, why was it necessary to say that the roichev of the koir is arbo? So Rashi says, "Dechi amrit chudin yordim v'soismin." If we will assume that we'll say the chudim, the two sides of the koira are yored v'soismin, yiyu yehei bein chlal hamachitzes. So there'll be between the chlal hamachitzes dalet. The mechitza asuya lepoches miarbo chalolo. Lo ishmo mechitze. If you have a mechitze that is encompassing an area less than dalet vok, doesn't have a teures mechitze. Mashma mitoich perusha. Weistois von Rashi. Dechi ein boi dalet nami, ho yo oimer pitikre yoyred vesoise meruach achas. Im havi shar haruchois mukofois mechitze. That means, here I need. Let us look at picture 67. In picture 67, we have mechitzes on three sides. So you only need a mechitza on the fourth side. So memele, I have here a reichiv dalet. That means I have here, if so, if I'll say yoyred v'soysim on the fourth side, it's good. So then I don't need that the koire should be dalet. That what Rashi said that you needed a koira dalet is because Rashi learned that speaking about a chube, that there were only two chaimis, Rashi said. Rashi said it explicitly. There were two chaimis and there was a koira al gabishtei a chaimis, that's it. So you need two mechitzes over here. You need two mechitzes on the two opposite sides. So memela, so there Rashi says, if you say yoyred v'soysim on both sides, and there'll be less than dalet vochim ben time, he doesn't have a teres mechitze. But if you only need Yoyred V'Soysim on one side, so then there's no necessity that the Koyre should be Dalet for. If the Koyre will be a Tefach, you also say Yoyred V'Soysim. Mashme mitoich perusha, dechi ein boi Dalet nami, ho yoyma pitikre Yoyred V'Soysim iruach achas. Im havi shar haruches mekofes mechitzim. As they base Tois. So now Tois is going to start asking Kashas and Rashi. Kasha number one. Vuatz moi pirish koire arbo materes b'mayim b'boir shebein beit sheshteich hatzeiro is Rashi and on the Gemara later. That we say that a koire arbo is mater. So there, so Rashi says, unesuna al rechovo. This koira arbo is lying in the roiche b'emtza boile mailo ule dvorov according to Rashi. Hosam lomo tzorich shom koira arbo. Why do you there need a koira arbo? Kiven shachatzei rois mukofes mechitze. There you don't need mechitzes over there. The chotzer alone is mukif mechitzes. Vein tzorich ki im lahapsik. There you only need a hefsik. So for a hefsik, you don't need bechlal. For a hefsik, so why do you need arbo of havelche gute yorin? That's Taisvus Kasha. Taisvus Kasha is that why do you need over there a reichiv dalet? He says, Bishloim in our case, we want to make two mechitzes, and these two mechitzes, won't have a teres mechitz if there won't be a cholol dalet. Masha enkein, over here, Fekhtach Taisis, you have mechitzes, the chotzer has mechitzes mitzad atzmai. You don't need mechitzes over here. All you need is a teiras hefsik. All you need is a teiras hefsik. So if you need a teiras hefsik, so memela, why do you need a roch of dalet? Why do you need a roch of dalet? That is Taisvus Kasha. That is kasha number one.
Now, Taisus Kash is a little unclear.
L'chayre, and if the Kashi, L'chayre, the Kashi should have been asked, the Emerson, you have here a mechitza for Dalit.
I mean, the way we have the picture,
let's say looking at the picture.
So let's say if the Kaire would be, let's say, one tefach.
Kaire would be one tefach.
And Taisus means to say, and we'll assume from the Kaire till the end of the Eugen HaBoer, the Kaire till the end of the Eugen HaBoer will be three tefachim. That is Mistama what Taisus Kashi is. Taisus is asking God, the way we have the picture 69, so we have here a Kaire that's Roch of Dalet tefachim. So Tais is asking, why does this Kaire have to be Roch of Dalet tefachim? Let's say this Kaire will be Roch of Atefach. The Kaire is Roch of Atefach. Now, the Kaire is Roch of Atefach. So the Tais says it also should be good. Because here you don't need a Mechitze. You have Mechitzes already. That's the Loshna Tais. Here you only need a Hepsik. Now, L'chayre, why does Taisus have to ask like that? I mean, L'chayre, Taisus could ask that Taisus is asking that on a Hefsik you don't need Dalit. That's the Pashas Loshna Tais. On a Hefsik, we want to make a Hefsik in the Boyer. So Taisus is asking, on a Hefsik you don't need Dalit. And a hefsek case this will be sufficient. It's mechitze, some amela, so then we need arba. But if you don't need a teiras mechitze, you only need a teiras hefsek, so why need a teiras arba? That is Taisus Kashi. But dachsach mir, lulik de mistafine, Rashi in Shabbos says as follows. Rashi in Shabbos also mentions this yesod. But Rashi says as follows. Hashin Daftes says, the whole mechitze, she'ein bein chlal ha-mechitzes dalet, ein non-mechitzes, that's never teiris mechitze, that's what Rashi says here also, v'loi shayich buhu teiris good achis, so you can't say good achis. So Rashi says a yesod, that the din of good achis only works if it has a teiris mechitze. And Be'emison, that's the Loshna Gemara. The Gemara says, in the Abdallah, the Medbeis, and Erevin, the Gemara says, Mechitzin is a Loch L'moish Mesine. So the Gemara says, what? Mechitzin Loch L'moish Mesine? Good. So the Halacha of good is a Halacha in Mechitzis. So Mamel Rashi is Meiridin. So if it doesn't have a Teiris Mechitzis, so Mamel, you can't say good. Teis, was obscene to understand Shatan Rashi, that the whole Din Dalet is only, in the Loshna Rashi, Teiris Mashma like that. It doesn't have a Shem Mechitze. If it's Makif or Rishus, less than Dal, Taisus twice is understood that you do say good, you do schlep it down, but it doesn't have a Teiris Mechitze. For like Taisus, no, when you need a Teiris Mechitze, good. So then you need a Cholol Dalet. But here you don't need a Teiris Mechitze. A Teiris Hefsik is also sufficient. That's Taisus Kasha and Rashi. But Dachsame Rashi in Shabbos Taftes is Moisif. Rashi says, Mechitza sui lepoches michlal dalet eino mechitze, and Rashi says, v'loi shayich bu teires godaches, you can't schlep. You can only schlep it as a teires mechitze, so a mele, so it's very good. That kozman, it doesn't have a reichiv dalet, you can't say godaches. Because godaches was a halacha that was only said by mechitzes. If it doesn't have a shame mechitze, there's no din of godaches. But another kash. Time along kerav the omar pitik riyoyre v'soysem. Now Taisus asks another kash. We pass in like rav the pitik riyoyre v'soysem. The time along, and we also pass in kerav legabi abaye. We pass in kerav legabi abaye. The koyre mishum hekev v'loy mishum mechitze. That we pass in a koira and a movui helps al teker and not al smachitze.
Fragt doch Toisves. Now, how do you understand these two halachas? Here we paskin halacha, there's a din mina teure pi tikre yoyred v'soisem. And here there's halacha, koyre mishum heke. What says koyre mishum heke? It's a daraisa de kemechitze. Pi tikre yoyred v'soisem. So how do we understand these two psokim? Hainu mishum, so midde bekeire sheine rochove kim tefach loyoma pitikre yoyred vesoysem. The whole din of pitikre yoyred vesoysem, it has Hashem tikre. Kolz man, it doesn't have a roichiv dalet, it doesn't have Hashem tikre. So that says it's kashan Rashi. So why does Rashi have to say a shtik teure? Rashi says, why do you need dalet? Why do you need Dalad Rashi? He says, because the one never teiris mechitza, because you're making two mechitzas, and if there's no cholub in time, there's never teiris mechitza. No. If you don't have Dalad, you don't have where to schlep from in the beginning. The whole thing schlep and find sich on, is geboit sich from the loch of pi tikre yoyred vesoysim. So you have to have a tikre. Yeah, the olive is a tikre. Calls man, it doesn't have a reich of Dalad. It doesn't have a shame tikre. So that's why you need Dalad. You need a Dalad to have a shame tikre in order to say pi tikre. So not al Rashi's chesmen. Bochina ni muchach perikame di Shabbos. Gabe is kufe, de la pitik rabbe inon, rechova agbo. Gabe, ho de koma, ke goin shekiro be shtei koirois, ve ein be echo dalet. Let us look at the picture 68. Now, picture 68, it's a beautiful picture. Halabai would have that when we learned Masechta the Shabbos. Anyway, the picture is like this. We have here an eskoife, and we have here two koires, and each koire does not have dalet for him. And between the two koires, there's a hefsek avir of pachas migino. And we have here a door, and the door is conveniently put in the middle of these two kairos. That is the case there. And the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says as follows. When this door is open, so the whole area of the eskoife is kilefnim. That means we say lavot, we attach the two kairos, and then we say pitikre yoyred v'soysim, and so melo, so we have a mechitze chitzayni, so the eskoife has a din of lefnim. That is when the door is open. When the door is shut, so then Rashi says over there, then we can't say lovod anymore. The door is mafsik between two kairis. So you can't say pitikre. You can't say pitikre. So it will not, so the askufe towards the outside is not kilifnim. So it seems over there, but let us be meisif one nekuda more, that's really the kasha. But that is dafke if you would have two kairis in lavot. So you need lavot to make pitikra. What if you have one big kairis? Then the door is loymal loymal. Then you say pitikra, and then if the door is shut, so you also say that that may have skoife, the outside of the skoife is a din of bifnim. So we see klal that the whole accomplishment of the door is that you don't say pitikra. But if, because you don't have a kaira dalet. If you have a kaira dalet, even though the door is shut in this less, there's not dalet between the pitikra and the door, you still say pitikra. So we see the door is not soisa the halacha of pitikra, even though there's no chalo dalet. The door only makes it, you don't say, Pitikra doesn't get a din of rochav dalet, because the door takes away the din lov. So you see klal from that gemara, that the whole halacha of Pitikra yoyred v'soysim was only said if you have a rochav dalet. Not the way Rashi seems to hold over here, that any rochav whatsoever you could say Pitikra. Gabi is kufa de lefi tikra bina rechov arbo. Gabi. Hode kama, kigoin shekiro, bishtei kairo, yisvein bechad dalet. Labaye nami. Okay, found it. So now, Taisvis proved. Taisvis came with a bomb of akasha. We hold v'aloche pitikri yoyred v'soysem. We hold kaire mishum heker. Nu, vishtim titzvei aloches. Is a raya that you don't say pit, because a kaire is a roichev tefach. So the mail is you don't say pitikri. And pitikri is only said if you have a roichev arba. So the mail is... So Taisus proves from that, not like Rashi, that you need a roichev dalet in order to say pitikri. Now Taisus is going to get into a little of a problem. Abaye nami de koma kaira mishum mechitze. Abaye says kaira is not mishum heke, kaira is mishum mechitze. Oh, so weiss doch heis Abaye holds. And you do say, what mechitze is there? Akalchitze mechitze of pitikre. So you see that Abaye holds, Abaye is Rashi's a chosid al kaponim. That you do say pitikre, afilo des arochev tefach. The text is no. Abaye nami de koma kaira mishum mechitze nire lidle havel mid rabbonot. Just like the one that says Mishum Heker is a Rabbonon, so one of the man says Mishum Chit is also a Rabbonon. So now Tais is going to get into hot water, so it's a Rabbonon, so it's really not a Mechit, so what's the Machlokes? Ela desova Rabbaye de Mishum Heker lehoyu matirin chachomim es hamovi. You have to know the gather why the chachomim were matar hakoyre b'movi. So some say to say there's a heker, there wouldn't be matter. Elo sho asua ki mechitze de pitikra. They said it's, mit the rabbonon, it is like a mechitze de pitikra. Aber v'loyavi koire mishum mechitze, peirushe kamo hi lechi mishum mechitze. The Gemara says lechi mishum mechitze, and there means it's a mechitze de reise. Koire mishum mechitze means asua ki ilu ava mechitze. But it's not the same. How do we know that lechi mishum mechitze means it's a real mechitze? Kedamrine beperikame, hecheiroi belechi, what happens if they were marshir, I think it's a movi mefulish with a lechi, azoirik lesoichai chay. So you chay, so you see, Klo, that a lechi has din mechitze gemure, mechitze derais. For the comma be perikame, a mil se drav yehuda da oma, mo voy shayne roi le shito. There's a man, Rav Yehuda, that says, mo voy shayne roi le shito. The mo voy shayne roi le shito means, a mo voy me foolish. That's the title, mo voy shayne roi le shito. That's picture 68 on page 179. Mavoi she'ayne roi le shito, which means a mavoi me foolish, which means you have two mechitzes. So if you put a lechi there, because you have three mechitzes, you have a rishus hayochin. Hirshi roi bekoire, hazoirik l'soichai poto. It says what he was marshal with a koire, hazoirik l'soichai poto. So the Gemara says, al molechi mishum mechitze vekoire mishum heker. So the Gemara says, oh, if it says hirshi mishum koire ye poto, is a raya koire mishum heker. According to Taisus, this is a shrekleche Gemara. Because I feel you hold koire mishum mechitze, you also be poto. Because koire mishum mechitze means that the rabbonu deke mechitze. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? Taisus got stuck, and this is the Sashreklachi Gemara, according to Taisus. The Gemara, we had a Machlokes Abaye v'Rovis, Kaira Mishum Heke, Kaira Mishum Mechitze. So Taisus learned Pshat, this is a Machlokes and a Drabono. Kaira Zicha not Mishum Mechitze de Reise, because you need Dalet Tvachim in order to say Pitikre. But that's what Taisus learned. So now Taisus has a very embarrassing Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person had a mavui she'einai mefulish, if there was a lechi there, and you zeik l'seich chayim, if there was a keirik there, a seich zeik l'seich pot, Moses al mekeirik mishum heker. What's the raya? And I feel the old keirik mishum mechitz, he'd also be potter, because it's only mechitz of the rabbono. Yeah, al mekeirik mishum mechitz, v'keirik mishum heker. So he says, no, ain't a bo loimer. The koire al kochach mishum heke, v'loim mishum mechitze. דאס לאב משם מחיצה אוסו זאך צא חיפות משם לאב מחיצה אל מדרבון אל קליימא לאחי ודאי משם מחיצה דאס דרמאמי From this you see Lechi is Ichalt Mechitza. That you see. Avul Koyre, you don't see anything. Lechi you see is Alt Mechitza. Avul Koyre, Matzinu Lameyme Mishumeke, because you don't see anything by Koyre. But not that the Gemal means to prove that Koyre is not Mishum Mechitza. The Gemal means to say, Lechi you prove is Mechitza. Koyre, you don't see anything. For me, you, Tosa says, but the way you go on the Gemara, Rav Yaakov bar Abba, Shemak Shashom al Rova, Niyesar al Kain, Rav Yaakov bar Abba, Esrakash, Omer Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda said, if you had Shnei Batim, Bishnei Tzidei Rishus Aram, and you put a Lechi or a Koire, you have two machitzes to buy. You put a Lechi or a Koire, On both sides, so Yechayev. So he's a din Rishus Hayochid. So the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to bring a raya, that the Makshishom Arova miyesa came on Rabbi Yehuda. So you see the fellow Koire Mishum Mechitza di Raisa. Here the Gemara wants to prove from Rabbi Yehuda that it's a Mechitza di Raisa. And the Sakasha and Rova that holds Mishum Heke. It's Muchachi held it's a Machitza der Reise, because Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Rishus HaYochan in that Teir. So Toysis is Toyahoya. Itaki he made a mistake. Itaki held it's a Machitza der Reise. The last thing. The Fil Amandi Amen Mishu Machitza, Lhavel Amid Rabbon. The Chain Mashme Besoif Kol Gagis. The Muchach Abaye Le Rabbe Mi Bereise, Abaye proves the Rabbe from this Bereise of Rabbi Yehuda, the Yeser Al Kain, the shtei mechitzes de reise. He proved him that two mechitzes make the rishus ayocha de reise. Mi de mater bekeire mikam bekeire mikam. So what's the raya? Afal gav da sover abaye de keire mishum mechitzes. So how could abaye prove from the member of Rabbi Yehuda that shtei mechitzes makes the rishus ayocha de reise? Because you see that a keire helps. What's the raya? You Abaye, you yourself say the Koire Mishum Mechitzes. So could be Shtei Mechitzes is not enough. But here you have Abba Mechitzes because you have two Koires. Elo Vade Lehav Elo Midarabonon. So we see from Abaye that Abaye holds it's only Midarabon. Miu Yesh Litrois, the Ledvor of the Rabbi, Komois of the Sova Dave Mishum Heke. Could be it's no Raya from the member of Abaye. Could be Abaye Lishito, so that holds Koire Mishum Mechitzes. Could be it is a deraisa dike mechitze. Now that what a bai is mechiach the rabbi, the rabbi yudo shtei mechitze is deraisa, because rabbi holds koire mishemekes, according to you, it's mucha for rabbi Yehuda, that koire, that shtei mechitze is a deraisa. Let us just see one more taisa. Koire dalet, and this is taka on Shaykh Tome Dalet. Koire dalet materes bechulbe. Perish bekuntre, so Rashi said a whole Megillah on this din, on the first din of Rabbi Yehuda. The Sova Loki Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi Zoma Mechitza Tluya Materes Vatilchis Ekebose. So Rashi said this din works only if Mechitza Tluya Materes. Veinir Lari, Rabbi Shmuel Loihiter Elo Bemovoi. Rabbi Shmuel that holds a mechitza later than the hair. The shittas Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi mechitza tzli is matter that's only, is only matter b'movi. That means a movi that has three mechitzas gemuras, you only need a mechitza mit rabbonon. So by mechitza de rabbonon is matter a mechitza tzli. Avo mechitza tzli de chube haprutza lo shus harabim. This chube can be speaking about that it's part of shus harabim. So where do you see that Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi holds a mechitza tzli is matter, right? Period. For oy the koyre dalad loymi tam mechitza tluye matere. The klal it's not tolly and mechitza metluye, the lack of mechitza klal. Mechitza tluye means they have a mechitza yud, but it's tluye, it's hanging in the luft and it's not so mechloret. Lemaila megimel. So that's called a mechitza tluye, which is a machloikis kanoim if mechitza tluye helps or doesn't help. Like the thesis, if you have a koyre, you don't have a mechitza whatsoever. Elamitam pitikr, this goes as pitikr, or pitikr ashkachnet tanoi de pligi. There's no machlaikis tanoim. In mechitza tluya, there's a machlaikis tanoim. But in pitikr, there's no machlaikis tanoim. The rab, that's one, and then the basis has another rab. The rab nami disla lakam pitikr yair besoisem.
So you see klar that pitikre and mechitza tluye are two dvorim nefrodim.